Our partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action.
Hello, hello, hello. This is the Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back with another episode, and we are still here in Vegas at the AVN Convention 2020. We are pulling these porn stars in here and having private conversations with their favorite big booty here on the Private Talk couch. And today we have the lovely Jada Stevens. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Private Talk Podcast. Thank you for being gracing our couch with your big booty.
Thanks for finally having me.
Yes. So you've been out on the convention all day long. So thank you for bringing yourself in here and giving the Private Talk Podcast listeners what they want. You've been someone that they've been requesting that we wanted to have on the show. So thank you so much for gracing us with your booty. And yeah, so tell all everybody out there at Private Talk Podcast, if you're an AVN person that you haven't been here in Las Vegas, what could they see at the show? What kind of things have you been doing all day? Let us know a little insight of Miss Jada Stevens' life.
Basically, you can come meet your favorite stars. Like, I'll let you squeeze on the booty.
It's fat, though. How much you gotta pay to squeeze on that booty, Jada?
I don't know.
If you wait in that line for an hour, because sometimes those lines get crazy. This is a convention. It's just like any other convention that you guys go and see, from a Comic-Con, what do they do? The autograph shows, from sports memorabilia and all kinds of things like that. It's, you wait in line, you're seeing your favorite stars, you get a picture, you can get an 8x10, DVDs, all kinds of things. Do you have any merchandise for your fans out there? Or what do you have going on?
I'm actually at Jules Jordan's booth, so I don't have my merchandise with me, but I do have a lot of merchandise that I have.
What kind of merchandise do you have? Where can the Private Talk Podcast listeners out there get your stuff? Where can we follow you? What can we do, Jada?
So you can go to shop Jada420. I have a booty pillow, and it's actually, I just dropped it like last month, but it has a stash spot in the asshole.
Ooh.
So if you're a weed smoker or whatever you do, you could stash, preferably not your cock.
I hope it doesn't fit in that stash back.
People will try, that's for sure.
Just the tip.
Velcro. You might feel some Velcro. But I have t-shirts, I have grinders, I have a deal with Raw Rolling Papers, so I have a tray.
Awesome. Congrats.
So you can find that in any local smoke shop or raw.com.
You know what's really funny is, so usually Private Talk is in California, and we shoot at at a studio and house that we have. And the last time that we were doing our podcast, your rolling tray was in the kitchen, and no one knew how it got there. And I'm like, why is this here? And I was like, mine's at home, because I have one of those Jada Stevens 420 rolling fucking trays. But I was like, why? And he's like, he didn't even know. So that's kind of how we talked. And I was like, I need to get her for the podcast.
Right.
It was on there. He rented his house. People had a party. They left the tray there. It was very beautiful. And it was, so 420, you're everywhere. I love it, though. Like, the whole concept of, you're a weed smoker. You've never been shy away from that. Mm. How did the whole deal with Raw come about? Did you go seek them? Did they come out to you?
It was through a mutual friend. My jeweler, AD, and Wiz Khalifa, they basically introduced me to the owner, and I just kind of took it from there. But I just feel like I was always a stoner, so I just kind of made it my thing. Everybody was like, it's not going to work.
Well, here, feel free to light up your stoner ass. We want to give you what you need. Everyone needs your medicine. I know that you've been working hard all day on that floor, so it's like that's like their after sex thing, but it's after work.
I don't know if it's better
than sex.
This is equivalent to sex.
Sometimes it just makes you go, yes. I like it. I love it. And I want some more of it, Miss Jada Stevens. So let us know about your career. You've been in the business for how long now?
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do. I had to say it earlier. I've been grilling it all day. Let's hear it.
It's a 10-year mark.
10 years. Congratulations, girl. A decade of porn work under your belt. How did you start? Were you nervous? Did you get, let the private talk, let us know.
I'm actually really shy, so of course I was nervous, but I was a stripper before, or dancer, whatever you want to say. So I was more comfortable being nude, so I guess that was cool, but I was definitely
So you're shy, but you're comfortable being nude. Explain that.
It's
How does that happen?
It's definitely my mask. I'm more comfortable. I could have went in a crowd and be naked and be more comfortable than I am right now.
Now, let me ask you this. So when you were dancing, did you have another persona? Because for myself, being how you say, I can understand the role playing situation where it's like, you feel more comfortable, because I'm shy too, which doesn't, people would never know that. Yeah. But in my personal life, I'm really shy. And that sounds really crazy. But I am on certain subjects. But with that being said, it's like Alexis Texas has empowered me to be a persona that's mm-hmm. given me the confidence to do certain things. So when you were dancing, did you have a stripper name?
Yeah.
What's your stripper name? Not your real name, girl.
Star with double R. You
know. So did Star make you have that booty power? You walked around like, bitch, yeah, I'm naked. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. And I don't know. It just gives you more, like, I guess, confidence, and you can walk around being naked. You can do other things. But porn was different. Like, there's cameras. There was bigger crews at the time. It was for Bang Bros was my first shoot. So
Bang
Bros. They used to have like 25 people on a set.
Bang Bros has been a big conversation of the Private Talk podcast here today, because not only the last guest was Jesse Jones, he started mm-hmm. with the Bang Bus. That approached him first. Right. Myself, I definitely, one of my first scenes before I did Shane's World, it was Ass Parade,
yeah.
was for Bang Bros, you know? That's so crazy. It's like one of those things, it's crazy how it evolves and how the companies, you know, do as well. Mm-hmm. So how did the hurdle or the parallel of like being from a stripper to a porn star, like how did you transition? Was there a porn girl? Because I've danced myself on the circuit and you go to like places where you're feature dance. Did you see a girl and you're like, oh, I want to do that? Or did you just say, hey, I like those movies, I want to fuck like that? How did it happen?
I actually never watched porn, and I did see the features, but I never wanted to do it. But my friend had called me from South Florida and she's like, I got the perfect job for you. Just come do it. Come make the money. So I was like, fuck it.
Talking about porn.
Yeah, I was single at the time. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to go from the strip club to Miami. And here I am.
All right, all right, all right. So how many scenes have you done today?
I want to say like close to 250 scenes.
Is there something that in particular stands out in mind?
What do you mean?
Like a scene-wise. Like, is there one scene that you like go back and either masturbate still to this day that you're just like, oh, that's a big moment in my career? Mm-hmm. Or did you do a big showcase? Like, what do you think is your body of work that you would be like, that's the one that shows Jada Stevens like sexual animal beast that she is?
Right. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of different scenes that come to mind. Like, I remember my first Daddy's Worst Nightmare was my first like box cover.
Daddy's Worst Nightmare.
And people hated. Well, they didn't hate, but it was just taboo to do like interracial. So it wasn't there yet. And I was like, I came from Atlanta and I was like, I want to fuck black guys. I want the biggest fucking.
I want that big
dick. I want to do it, you know?
Yeah.
And my agents were like, no, don't do it. So I did it behind their back and ended up making the box cover. But it was like really the scene, I think, that got me on besides Bang Bros, you know? And then Butt Woman is what really showed my sexuality, because I actually knew what I was doing.
Yes.
So, you know, I had to step my game up going after
Alexis. I love that. I love that. I love that so much. You know, I, for me, the Butt Woman series is a really like intimate, like series for me, because I was the Butt Woman that did it 3 times in a row and the only girl that has done 3 times. And it was such like an honor to do things, because I always feel like I had a cape, but different, like the superheroes of booties.
Right.
But you know, when I found out that you were doing it, I was so happy. And like how it happened of sorts was, I was supposed to direct and do your, right. you know, your thing as well. I just didn't have end up working with timing and everything. But I love women, and I've seen you from your career going, and that it dates me more than it dates you, that from the beginning of time of that you've been here, is just like how you've evolved in such a great star that you have, and why you so much of deserving of that title. And I'm so happy that you did it. And I think it was awesome. And even though last year the elevators looked way more popping because our asses were on that shit, you know what I mean? Because if, you know, if you were at AVN 2019, then you saw me and Jada's asses on the elevators every time
back
you opened that
back.
Shit. Hey, Drake, Millie, like, what? Yes, it was a lot of fun. So was that one of your favorite series to do?
Yes, most definitely. And I loved our, what is it, Butt Woman versus Butt Woman? Mm-hmm. That was dope too. Like, that was really fun too. Anything with Alexis is lit. Like, I remember the first time working with you for Reality Kings, you like walked me down those stairs on a leash.
You know what? I still see that picture to this day. I actually have that picture of me going up the stairs on my refrigerator. And so it's funny because I see that's one of the most scenes that I'm like, and it's so funny because that's, I'm like, oh, baby Jada, because you look so different.
I was a baby.
And to me it's like, because, you know, I've evolved too of like knowing the levels of like the comfortability of role playing, of knowing the dominance, the sub, right, and the dom, you know what I mean? And so now I don't really know, not that I couldn't dom you, no offense, but you know what I mean? You're still my little Jada, but I feel like you're so much more of a dom role now, because right, you've come into this like woman of your own, like it's a budding of like, you know, of kind of like you, these onions get peeled back of these layers that it becomes like who your sexuality really is. But right, now I could see you walking up someone in a leash and being like, yes, bitch.
Yeah. Yes. Well, it's funny because like, I never watched porn, but I knew Jenna Hayes, Christina Rose, Alexis Texas. So it was really cool to actually be working, start working with girls on that level.
So when you first came in, is did you always do scenes with such big names, or how did it really start for you? Like,
I guess not like big names, but I did more like boy girl, just single, all, pretty much all the way up, and then they started adding girls or asking if it was cool. And you know, like not every girl you vibe with, but it's really, like I said, it was really cool to work with.
So before you did that, and you being a stripper, you know, everybody's preconceived notions of what goes on behind in the locker room, mm-hmm, and porn and everything like that. Were you ever with girls in your personal life prior to being in the business?
Yeah, I definitely tried stuff with girls before, guys.
So now taking that into the adult, you know, business, did you just, because you, like you said, you only did boy girl. So why didn't you just jump into doing to girls? Is it because you felt like you are more pickier, or did you just feel like you were like not ready for that step, or are you just kind of navigating your way through the porn?
I was kind of scared. In the beginning, I was scary. I was like,
was it because of girls like me, Jada?
Yeah.
You thought I was going to suffocate you, girl?
That shit I think definitely I would suffocate me.
I think I have suffocated you.
But yeah, no, it's definitely, it was just exploring my sexuality and like learning, like you, that's how you learn, is having experience, you know? Like I wouldn't be the best if I didn't have all the cocks.
I like it. All the cocks. You hear that? You hear that, Private Talk? You better be subscribing and liking to this channel. The Private Talk podcast is getting crazy tonight. I've got Jada Stevens, this lovely, sexy booty, and we're going to get a little naughty. We're going to get doing a lot of things. It's, you know, post AVN day two, and I think, you know, we're a little relaxed. We're having fun, and I can't wait to see what's going to be at the end of this podcast. So you are now the, you know, the evolution of the game. It's like we had all these, you know, we're talking about Elegant Angel, there's Evil Angel, there's all these things, and now there's a big app and a platform called OnlyFans. Yes. I'm sure you have one. Let the listeners out there know what your OnlyFans is.
It's Jada Stevens 420 is my OnlyFans. It's pretty dope. I definitely haven't been around shooting, so everything I've done is basically on there, and you know, random here and there. If you're lucky, you know, you could pay me and you might be on my OnlyFans.
So my next question was, like it or love it. Do you love that, you know, there's a platform out there now for, you know, the porn industry? Because now, you know, I've had other guests on here that have been on the like more like the Instagram model, or they've done their own, like they're either musicians or dancers or, you know, models in their own things, and they also use the platform as well. But for someone like yourself, like I had spoke about how I kind of had a misconceived notion in the beginning, was like kind of hated a little bit because I was like, hey, but we've done all this stuff, and then, you know, but it also is a big, you know, incentive for us as well. Do you feel the same? Do you like it? Do you think that it's, you know, helped our business or hurt it? Because now there isn't any more showcases that you can do as a butt right. woman. So how do you feel about it?
I mean, I'm kind of like mixed with it, but I definitely am all for it. I'm all for like us finding, I guess, more power than working for big companies. You know, like it allows us to be able to showcase what we want, how we want, when we want, you know.
So but you think again, that that's an advantage?
From our other point of view, as far as being a performer, it's like it kind of messes. It does mess stuff up. It does like paychecks, like you said, showcases, like scenes, you know.
So do you think that that's, again, so, but you're still pro it, if yeah, all those things?
I have to be.
Yeah. Well, you can't have to be. It's a well, private tab.
I want the truth.
We want
off OnlyFans. Thank you so much.
You hear that applause right after. That was meant to happen. My fat high finger just touched both of them at the same time. It just happens. But no, you know, but that's the thing is like, it's, you know, it's such a thing, but that's the truth is like, you're in it. I have not, haven't shot in a long time. So right. I feel this still, you know, showcased my opinions about it because we did work hard. We did, you know what I mean? Like we take a lot of sacrifices and we get a lot of like ridicule. We get a lot of shame. We get a lot of things that, not saying that I wouldn't still do it exactly what I still chose to do in the path that I did it. But with that being said is, there's some things that people haven't had to do that are getting the same platforms that it's not kind of fair. So you kind of have to, you know, find the adult yes. mature way and navigate through it and be like, you know what, but there's still enough for everybody to eat. And it doesn't matter how I chose to get there or you, but we're all there together now. And how can we still win as one?
Right. No, I definitely see it from that point of view. And everybody has like these platforms now. So you do have an advantage. You know, we didn't have any of that back in 2009.
09. So what is your OnlyFans? Because you didn't tell, you just said OnlyFans. You didn't say exactly OnlyFans, what your type.
It's Jada 420 or Jada Stevens 420.
Jada Stevens 420. Where can my subscribers follow you on your Instagrams, your Twitters? What are you doing right now? Are you doing any big showcases? Tell us.
My Instagram is Two Cheeks Back, and then my Twitter is Jada Stevens 420. I'm not doing any showcases. I'm doing like selective scenes here and there, but I'm kind of like.
Are you dancing? Are you feature
I'm
dancing?
Definitely, I'm dancing. Dancing and OnlyFans are kind of like my thing, but I'm working on merchandise and trying to do other things. Trying to venture out. I tried the school thing. Took up a lot of my time, but I definitely want to start back with that too.
Okay. You said Instagram is Two Cheeks Back. Where did that come from? How did that come
about?
Because
my account got deleted like 10 times, so no Jada Stevens is allowed. So I had to go from Two Cheeks. Two Cheeks was my longest one. It got deleted, so I was like Two Cheeks Back.
Do you drop it back though? Can you show us?
You want me to show you?
It's a private talk podcast. We want to see that big booty twerk. I know it twerks. I've seen it. I've danced with it. I've fucked
it. I try to stay like PG with it.
Hey, you got sweats on you. You're PG. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Hey, pop it. Lug it. Drop it. See, this is how you actually, I'm going to teach you something at the same time. As she twerks the booty, how you know how to like really spank it is you go up. Because if you go this way, you leave marks and nobody likes that. So we're going to be like private talk. This is how you spank somebody.
Hey.
That
was like
the
perfect
smack. Hey.
Without being OD.
Hey. See? And it does it, and it doesn't leave marks, and just, her pussy's definitely wet. I mean, that's a little presumptuous for thinking that, but I can't do that. That would have been not me, too. Oh, gosh. All right. I like it. I love it. And it's not lit anymore. But you know what? I like that, too. I feel like you deserve that. So what are you doing besides, you said the OnlyFans, you're doing selective scenes. What are your future goals?
Like I said, I want to start back with school. I love animals. The animal science veterinarian route is what I'm trying to do. But at the end of the day, I'm just trying to make money. Like I want to make investments, real estate. That's definitely my 2020
plan. All right, fuck all that shit. Let's get to some real cool fun.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Top five men that you'd want to sleep with right now, celebrity-wise.
I kind of like completed my list. I'm cool.
Can we know your list?
No, I'd rather not.
Can I know the initials to your list?
I hate you.
1 through 5, list of initials. They can be in any order. Come on, let's go.
Like from best or what?
Yes, best.
I'll give you a few.
Okay, we'll do 1 through 3.
Okay.
So you're like, fuck, I don't want to talk that much, bitch. I'm high.
Yeah, I am high, so whatever. But still, and I'm not like, you know, doesn't even matter. It doesn't mean they're the best ever. It's just these people. So
give it.
So
TS.
All right, that's one. TS was the best of that boy list. All right, TS. Who's number two?
Damn. Maybe like CJ.
CJ, number two. Okay, CJ, two's not my favorite number. Let's go, CJ. Let's go. All right, who's number three? Look, crazy. You scared to say it. Look, so you're saying initials, not even their name. Private talk, we're getting private, but we're not even getting that private. But we want initials. That's how bad we're like on the edge of our seat. Like, give it to us, Jada.
I don't know. Ask another question.
No, three.
I'm bad at these questions.
Give it to me. I'll massage your foot. Come on.
Give me, get it out of me. I think it's just a little bit lower.
Oh, yeah. You've been working all day. Look, I could really, look, let's take this off. Come on. Give it to me.
You might get it out of me now.
Yeah. Third, initial. Blue. Let's do it. I give good foot massages, too. Look. Don't orgasm already. I'll get to that later. Look. Come on.
I don't know.
Do it. Oh, forget. You had it at the tip of your tongue earlier. Look. you were already, because you said, oh, I can only give you a few, trying to be all modest. And you're like, oh, no, but I got three. Who's the third initial? Stop playing, because we're going to girls next.
Fine. C-H.
C-H. Look, it's like you're on Jeopardy, but different. All right, girl-wise.
Trying to get some messy out of me.
Why not? It's private talk. You're here with your favorite big booty, Jada. Give me what I want.
Actually, that's the problem right now.
because you're going to give me what I want, and I love it, and I like it, and I need all
and
of it.
And I have, like, a mild foot fetish, so this is crazy right this now. Is Alexis, why Texas is rubbing my foot.
I have a foot fetish, too. I've talked about it a lot today, and so I feel like it's giving both of us what we want, because I feel like I know what you need, and I feel like you should just keep giving me what I want, Jada. So top three girl celebrities, have you crossed that off your bucket list, too?
I haven't, actually.
So no. Who are those? Can we say those names?
I mean, like, who I would want to fuck if yes. I was, like, a celebrity. I mean, Bernice is dope, you know? I
think ooh, Bernice! She's dope. Bernice, if you're listening to the Private Talk podcast out there, Bernice, you're a fan favorite here at the Private Talk. And
she's yes. a seasoned vet.
Yeah.
Just like us.
Ooh.
No, but who else? Who else? Who else?
Number two for those female celebrity list.
I mean, I still think Karrueche's dope. I would definitely.
Karrueche!
I like all her little booty.
You like all her little booty?
Who else? I really love dick, so this is really hard for me. This is hard. Who else?
Tell me.
Who's your fave?
This isn't about me right now. The last segment's about me. You can ask me everything you anything want at the end. Yep.
I don't know.
If you want to skip this one, I'll let you go to, since you haven't checked this off your bucket list, the three that you would like men-wise, a bucket list.
I mean, I really don't know. I guess I would just say, like, because Denzel Washington's dope, I would fuck him.
Because he's dope?
He's dope. He's definitely one of my faves, and I haven't fucked him, so. Yo.
Yo.
Who else? I really, honestly, like I said, I'm jaded. Like, that list is, like, celebrity status.
Your name is Jada?
Jada is jaded. Ooh. No, but I don't know.
You don't know? Mm-mm. Okay. I'll stop that one. All right, so fuck, marry, kill. Okay. All right. Trump, Tekashi, or R. Kelly?
I would marry R. Kelly.
Hey, we got the
truth. I want the truth.
We got that truth. Okay, you're gonna marry R. Kelly. Who are you gonna kill?
Trump.
Tekashi, gonna kill Trump? Because like your shirt says,
the only Tiana Trump is the only Trump I support.
All right. What's she doing with Tekashi? I already know we know, but tell us.
I guess I'll try some.
You're going to try some?
Taste the rainbow.
You going to taste that rainbow? How many rainbows have you tasted?
I can't even count.
Not even
honestly,
count.
That's crazy. Don't ask bodies. Don't ask any of those.
None of them? You don't ask no questions? Tell me no more lies?
Exactly.
I like it, Jada. I feel like you're holding back. Is it because I'm touching your toes? I'm going to stop touching your toes. Look. All right. Are you ready to focus? Mm-hmm. All right. Give me your craziest sexual story that's non-porn. Don't have to tell me your names because I know you ain't going to anyways. But tell me your crazy situation because I know that you've seen some things. You were in Atlanta. There's a land of the big booties. It's popping. It's got all these things.
You mean like an experience? Like a moment?
Yeah, an experience. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, there was this one time in Pittsburgh. Like I was dancing and afterwards, I ended up going to, like, we went to his car and, like, opened up the fucking Range Rover and fucked in the back. And I thought that was dope because it was just natural. It happened. Like,
it just happened.
Nobody was there. It was behind the club I was featuring at. So it was cool.
Nice.
It was wet. Dope. That keep was wild it, for yeah. me. I'm not wild in my regular life.
So. But that's, I told you earlier, like, you seem like I should be shocked. I'm really not. The thing is like, the same, like, it's about personas. So I feel like it's one of these things. It's like, I feel like Jada or your, you know, your dancer name. Which I remember. What was your dancer name?
Star.
Star, yes. So Star. It's like one of those things, it's like there are certain things that we all want to do, and everybody's like that, you know, and we all have an unlocked freak inside of us. But it's like, you know, on certain levels, some people don't ever get that chance or experience to like unleash it. So it's like one of those things you have to kind of like gravitate it and pull it out and see what happens. Mm-hmm. But I feel like every time that we feel comfortable in situations and we get a little bit more, the door gets unlocked a little bit more, and that, you know, that freak leash gets a little bit unleashed. So that, I feel like that's why I know you would marry R. Kelly. I wasn't surprised that when you picked that, you said you're gonna marry R. Kelly.
Shit. Well, I mean, that's the
what
truth.
You gonna do?
That was the truth.
But that's what I liked. When we like the truth here at the Private Talk, we like it. I like it. Look, he's so funny.
I hate you right now.
Oh, so tell me, because I know you're a music head. I know you love music. Tell me, like, your top five playlists right now.
I mean, right now, I'm still listening to Outkast. I listen to Outkast every morning.
Real South.
It is. It is. But other than that, I like Lil Baby. I like
he's good
right
he's
now.
Good.
And Roddy Ricch. They're on my playlist.
do you have like a sexual playlist? Like, you know, if you want to have like baby making music, you know, when you by yourself, or maybe you with someone, like which one it is?
Honestly, I get it popping with or without music, so I don't have a list.
Okay, but if you had one.
If I had one.
Yeah, you're so controversial. Why you want to fight with me? You're like,
but
if
I had one. I'm just telling you the truth. Like, I don't have it.
Okay, well, give me what I want to know, Jada. Give me that music that if I always went to your house and you had the candles on and you know you cook for me because I know you cook good. What music would you be playing for Miss Texas when I was going to come fuck your ass, Jada?
I mean, I'll still be my regular playlist. If you don't want to fuck to that, like, what? Why are you here?
Hey, I'm with it, but what's your regular playlist? The same ones you just told me? You don't have any, like, baby-making music?
I mean,
you're going to have Roddy Ricch playing?
Like, no, I'm
you're
not going to have
Outkast
that,
playing?
Saying,
exactly, like, so that's not your regular playlist. What if I'm going to wine and dine you and I want to take you out? What are you going to, like, you know? What are you going to present the music? What's your playlist? I know there's a soft heart. Like, there's not that black of a heart in there, Jada. Stop it. Stop it. You can't lie to me. I told you.
I want the truth.
I need it. You ain't that cold-blooded. I'm fucking heartless. Okay, come on. Let's do it. We all have a heartless side in us, but not today. Tell Miss Texas your soft side. Which, like, you got on the playlist?
I do
you like
R. Kelly. I do like old school shit.
Which
I
R. Kelly song is your favorite then? Let's start there.
I like Satisfy You with Diddy. I like shit like that.
Okay, why you say it so soft in another tone, girl? I like it too, but it's okay. I got you.
I don't know, because you have me on the spot. I hate on the spot.
We're
questions.
On a podcast, the Private Talk Podcast. My listeners, your listeners,
it's
everyone
still
out
on
here.
On the spot, so I'm like, hey. I don't know exactly.
But you're telling the truth, and I like that, because that's as much as you can do, and I love that you're here telling me this, because it's a private conversation. I know you're a little bit timid. I know you're a little bit scared, but it's just because you're high. Just roll with it, girl. You like it.
I love it.
So what was your favorite scene of mine that we did together?
This
is a biased question because I'm just being
extra horny
myself.
And I have to think back to all these things.
Now in your spank bank.
I think I like the one where we did.
Not the stairs.
Wow, damn. But did we end up doing it with, was it James Dean? Do you know what I'm talking about? The paint? With the wet paint?
That was my favorite.
I like
that. But the funny thing about that one is, like, we actually had to do it again.
That's what I was saying. I didn't want to. You know.
No, we should, because this is a conversation.
I was trying to be cool.
No, this is the truth. And this is why I'm here, because this is why my listeners and everybody were here, because we want to, like, this is the first time for me, myself, like, we have social medias and everything like that, but that I've also been candid. So as much as, like, you're shy, I'm too, but I'm just rocking with it. And I've had people on my show that I like to pull things out of me as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you just have to have the truth. Like, sometimes things happen. So we were doing a scene, and this is one of my passion projects because I was first directing, and there was, like, a whole moment. We did the funnest thing I know I did, and, right. So we had pink and purple paint, and we were, like, splashing each other on this whole, like, white wall. And those of you out there have seen it, you know.
It was like a music video.
Yeah, and it was just so cool. So we were throwing paint, whatever. We made booty art, and mine looked like a butterfly somewhere in those. There's somewhere everywhere. But yeah, so what happened was the guy failed. It was a horrible scene. His dick did not work. My boss told me to get my money back.
But we ended up finishing. We did do it again.
But we did it again. And it was really hard to do what I had to do, but it, not the sexual part.
I hate you.
But we did it again. Who did we do it again with?
I thought it was James.
It was James.
Because he was like watching. He was like, why didn't you just let me do it?
Yes. So to me, like, that experience, mm-hmm. I wish that it was like the equal parts of it. But that was my favorite.
But I can understand. I get why it happened.
Why?
Because he was like anticipating that shit for probably like 15 years. Maybe not that extreme.
We
but
were
still
spank
like. Like literally. It was like, oh shit, this is happening right now.
It was spank bank material. This is the thing. And because we're getting candid here, it's one of those things, like, because I had one male performer on, and so, like, I said, like, I like to educate and, like, to, you know, broaden, like, a horizon of, like, the podcast listeners of equal parts of every, you know, genre. But especially, like, you know, this business I know the most. But girls' perspective and male's perspective are very different. Mm-hmm. So the male perspective, he thought and didn't think that anything was, like, wrong with it. So when I asked him for, like, my money back, and I say that lightly, of a thing, like, it was, like, he was respectful and he was like, thank you for being honest, because I just had to tell him what it was. And that's why for me is like, when I say my money back, it's in the short term. I really like, scenes are expensive. The last, you know, we had a male performer on here and he was, you know, throwing prices and things and whatever, but I was like, it's expensive to do a scene generally. But the fact is like, we started to do another scene and this thing. So when I explained it to him and I was just like, look, this isn't what we were looking for. You know, if this was, you know, you know that it was not your good day. Mm-hmm. Let's just like call it what it was. And he's like, thank you for saying what it is and not calling me out, because there's more people that could go onto the internet, especially exactly. Nowadays that you can go on the internet and run to say anything. But I'm not a shameful person. Like I like to say the truth, but I'm not trying to shame anybody. Right. I like to live in my truth, but whatever. So he was like, so just thank you. And like, I was like, at this point, just know that next time, just tell him, hey, I need a break. Because if that's what it was, that's all you needed to do. Because then you have another performer when we redid it, and now look what happened.
I mean, it was dope. It was one of my favorites.
See? And that's how I remember you. And that's why I love that my big booty suffocated you, and I know that happened.
It definitely did.
All right, tell me a story that you haven't told anyone.
That I, like, literally masturbated with, like, being in the bathtub the other day with the water gun.
A water gun?
Like the water head, like where water comes out, like scrunched up like that.
That means like, when's the last time you've had sex?
Is that not crazy? That's like some shit you do like way back in the day, but I definitely.
That's like some like, like when you like first find what your clit is and you're like, ooh.
But I'm telling you, it takes sometimes now like that we've done so much, you have to be like excited and
you have to have certain things.
If that excites me, that shit excites me.
Hey, I got excited because I'm now back to the thing of like, hey, if you just finger me, I'm cool. You know what I mean? Like you gotta go back to like the old school foreplay. Right. I want that old thing back, girl. I want that old thing back.
The old thing.
So right now, what is your current relationship status? Do you have a boyfriend, girlfriend?
I'm dating.
You're dating?
I'm dating.
You're openly dating.
Yeah.
Are you dating just men and women, just men or just, women? I know you men. Said.
Just men.
So I have no shot. Because I'm single too, Jada. You may, hey, I can't shoot my shot.
I think we would be complicated.
Why? Because I don't have a dick?
Yeah.
You said yeah. And a strap on wouldn't even work.
But then I would need like, no.
No, I feel toys. You. Because I mean, I like having sex with women, but I couldn't be in a real relationship with a
it's
woman.
It's fun. Like you can add
it's
it.
It's fun. But exactly. But no. There's a lot of other things that, you know, you just don't have. But I love the honesty. But I still fuck the shit out of you.
I mean,
can I try one?
You can definitely do that.
Okay, good. Yes. Private talk. I hope you're liking, loving, and all this bullshit that me and Jada are talking. I am having a lot of fun sitting on this couch with this lovely lady. I hope you guys are liking it. Make sure that you follow our podcast and make sure you check out our new merch website, privatetalkmerch.com, and get one of these fun favorite t-shirts that I'm going to make sure that Jada leaves with one of these today too, because I need you to rep my swag as much as you're repping right that only Trump that you fuck with.
I got you.
I like it. I love it. And I want more of it. So what do you have that you are aspiring to do at this point?
I'm actually aspiring to get out of my business I'm currently in.
I know just, you are. That's what I'm saying. You love pets. You love all these things that you went to school for a minute. You're giving it back a try. Like, is it the pet thing? Are you like going to do something with that on your new endeavor? I know that you have more to you than what you're doing currently in the business, but like, what is next step for Jada? Like 5 years, where do you see Jada?
I mean, hopefully, like, starting a family and doing the regular.
So you looking for a man out here, Jada? Private talk.
Look.
She's ready. Almost, she's single.
Almost time. Almost
she's
time.
She's almost ready. So you guys may shoot your shot in that fucking Instagram and Twitter she just told you about. Jada is a lovely lady. I think any of you men would be more than lucky if she even gave you a shot to look in an email or a DM or anything like that, because you have a lot to offer.
Sometimes the DMs go down. You
but that's
through,
what I'm saying. It just takes a point where someone shoots their shot. But I think that you're like, you know, you are someone that I've seen since like, you know, like I said, like I've seen you evolve. So I feel like you're like, I know there's more to you than just this business. And it's not just, that it's like taking any shame because I've been in this business, but it's like there's things that we do, like what's next, you know, like in 5 years, if that's just a family or if it's because you want to take your animal thing and you want to do like with them, like what is like you want to aspire to really? Is it just to be a mother or is it just to be
not that. That's just something that comes you want. Along with that.
Of course.
I feel like everybody wants that at some point, maybe not, but most people do in our industry. They eventually want that. But I just want to work with animals and do something I love. I loved porn.
So what did you go to school for?
Animal science. It's working towards being a veterinarian, or I love like marine biology type stuff. So
do you want to be a vet? Is that what you want?
Yeah, like for like marine life, for dolphins, for stuff like that. But anyways, like it, my schedule conflicts that. Like it makes it really hard to stay on a consistent, like go to school or be on campus or even online classes. So.
Well, one thing I'll tell you, and someone that I've been in, you know, in college and I've taken classes and I haven't, you know, gone all the way and gotten masters and things like that. But at the same time too, is sometimes you have to make your money and you just have to, you know what your career thing is. And doesn't mean that doesn't going to deter you from it, but it just may take a little bit longer, mm-hmm. but stay with that and stay with that mindset. And you know, if that's really what you want to do, then I know that that's something that you're going to do because you're a strong willed person and you haven't been here and been as big as you are in 10 years and made the successful self from yourself that you can do that in somewhere else. So I wish you all the best of luck and all those things. I love that you've been here and taking your time with me. We're going to take a short break and we're going to get to one of my favorite segments called Truth with Texas. And we're going to get a little bit more sexual with Miss Jada Stevens. Thank you, Private Talk Podcast. Thank you for listening. And we'll get back with you real shortly. All right, we're back at the Private Talk Podcast with Miss Jada Stevens. All right, I forgot something that I kind of remembered and I wanted to ask you because I am a fan and I want to know as well. How was it doing the Joe Budden podcast?
I loved it.
How did that happen? How did it all come about? Were you like, do you listen to that podcast? Are you a podcast listener?
What's cool is I actually do really listen to podcasts. So I was like, damn, that's crazy. And a few times I would hear like a few Jada.
Like Jada jokes, Jada, yeah. like references, Jada like right. this, like you're like, right. oh, that means you know it's something.
Yeah, but it was dope when I had got a call and got reached out and they were like, do you want to come to the live show? And I was like, for sure. But honestly, I didn't know that it was going to be at the Beacon Theater and it was like sold out. So when I have social anxiety, like a motherfucker. So when I got in there, I was like, these motherfuckers. But yeah, it was dope.
Was it fun? Like
it was so fun.
So like, for those people who weren't there at the show, tell Private Talk what happened. What did you do? How did you participate? Because I saw the little parts online and I was like, ooh, that big booty. Like, ooh, I'm jelly. I want some of that peanut butter. Like, let's go.
It was fun because they did like, I guess, for the love of Mall. And so they usually have like girls out there and he answers or asks them questions. So they had basically like reversed it and I asked him questions. So they blindfolded him or whatever.
What'd you ask him? I want to know.
I think I asked him, like, how do you like your pussy? Like, do you like landing strip or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, like, what holes or what parts of the body would you lick or something? And he was like, he said something. I was like, eh. I was like, ears and booty. Like, that's where you should have said, you know? And what else did we ask? I don't know, but at the end I was like, hey, can I go touch him? You know what I mean? Because he was blindfolded and shit.
That's what that's the only part I saw, and yeah, I was like, I started
grinding on him. And like I turned around and I licked his ear. I love licking in ears. That's just my shit. And he was like, what the fuck? Like, cause he was like, who the fuck is this? So he opened it up and then that's when he took the blindfold off. It was dope. It was like,
did he have a chub after that? After he knew it was Jada,
was it erect? After that,
was it erect though? Because like, you sat on his lap though, but was
you
it hard?
How hard it is to get like a genuine reaction without being like acting.
What I want to know is how hard was it when you sat on it after he knew Jada was sitting on it? How hard was it, Jada?
I think there's hard potential.
Hard potential. So he just got so shooketh. He didn't know what that booty was.
Would you though with your blindfold and somebody just put their tongue in your ear and you're like,
I mean, after I saw, but that's why I said, was it before or after when you sat on it? I thought it was after. I mean, and you still sat on it.
Like I said, there's potential heart.
All right. We'll leave it at that. We're going to get with Truth with Texas, my favorite part of the show. We're going to put this game to the test with Miss Jada. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So you know how it goes. We're going to pick a card, whatever symbol it is. You're going to tell Miss Texas, and I'm going to ask you a question from this Rolodex of questions that I have that's going to make you blush. It's going to make you hot. It may make you bothered, but you're going to give it to me because I want the truth. I want it all. I don't want the booing. The booing means that I'm going to be real upset. I'm going to kick you out. I'm going to smother you with my booty. But I would never do that because I love you too much.
You can smother me with your booty. You're not kicking me out.
Ace.
So it's the ace?
Yes. Of?
Diamonds.
All right, diamonds. All right. The ace of diamonds. It's a little spicy of a question, but you're used to spicy. Spicy. Yes, that's right. Private Talk. We like to get spicy with Truth with Texas. So, have you ever touched yourself in public? not porn related, but have you ever touched yourself in public in an inappropriate place?
I definitely have. I squeeze it.
You squeeze it?
Like, even in the grocery store when I'm paying or something, I'll, like, reach down and I'll just squeeze it. Like,
so it happened, like, yesterday. I was gonna, my next one, my next follow-up was, when was the last time this happened? I just squeezed it.
Actually, the other day, I do it randomly. I'm surprised I haven't done it now. I think I'm nervous, but, you know.
So you don't squeeze it when you're nervous. You just squeeze it when you're comfortable?
Well, like, yeah, I'm...
Because you're a fat lip cat.
I just like it. I just like a
fat
little
fat lip cat, you know? Private talk. If you haven't even watched any of her scenes, because we're not projecting... We're gonna. You better watch these scenes. Watch the scene with me and her, because Fat Cat City. So you squeeze your lips and do what? It makes you just feel safe? Because you said you have anxiety.
Feel good. Like it, I do have anxiety. I have social anxiety, but I feel like when I grab it and touch it, it makes, see what I'm doing right now. Like, it makes me feel okay. Like, I'm good.
You know what's funny? I'll tell you a little story about me. So I hosted the AVN Awards in 2015. Mm-hmm. Stating myself, but it's okay because we're still here. 2020, bitches. All right. But no, so I hosted, and I'd never hosted anything ever in my life before, but it was something like when you get that thing, like you're like the opportunity that you're not going to say no. So you don't know if you can do it or not, but I was like, of course, I like to be under pressure. But the funny thing is I have social anxiety as well. So the way I deal with it is in other ways. That's why I smoke and, like, you know, I do certain things. But my vivid memory before I hosted the AVN Awards in 2015 was I was so nervous. Because you don't know, it's on Showtime, it's right. A big thing. Like, you know, this is like our moment of all of, like, the year that we work hard for. Mm-hmm. And I'm wearing a big dress. I lifted my dress up and I put my hands in my pussy and I squeezed my lips together. And I was like, that was the only thing that made me feel safe, because I, like, when I get nervous, pee. Like, I have to pee, but it's really like if I squeezed my pussy, I'd be fine. So I do this and everyone's walking by and they're looking at me weird. And I'm like, as I have my hand here, I'm like, they're looking at me and I'm like, it's okay. And I have some, I'm like, it's fine. I'm fine. They're like, cause they're looking like, what's wrong? And I'm like, like, if something's wrong with my dress. No, like, I'm holding my pussy, but I'm not telling everybody I'm holding my pussy, cause I'm trying to, like, hold it together. So then they're like, they do a countdown and it's like 5, 4, 3. And I'm like, yeah. And I walk out and I was fine ever since then. But it was just, again, it's a comforting, soothing thing that happens.
Yeah. And it feels good. It sends an instant shit to your brain. That shit feels good.
The sensory thing. So yeah, it's all of that. All right, let's do it. Next one.
Ace
of clubs. All right, ace of clubs. It's more of like a kinky question, but all these are kind of kinky and racy and all these things. Okay. So we're just like, just go. All right, so have you ever had sex with someone that you were not attracted to? Okay, tell us how that went down and how did you, like, get through the whole session?
Well, I guess the money was right, you know? That's the first thing first.
Hey! And then what?
And because I don't look at people, like, you know, I like other qualities besides what people look like. So people, yeah. Like that shit.
So do you go to somewhere in your head that you're like,
Well, it's like I look
your
deeper.
Eyebrows.
I
look
deeper
great,
than
or,
within.
Oh, your personality.
I love personality. So that's my thing. You can get me with a personality. Like, I, of course, we love looks, but.
So if someone slides in your DM and gives you an opportunity that may be true or not, you're definitely.
If you respect my motherfucking time, period, without me asking, that's already, you already have brownie points.
Oh, so that's level one.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's not even like that, but in the beginning, it's got to be like that.
You got to start somewhere. You got to start somewhere, guys. Private talk, you heard her. Got to start somewhere. Next question.
Ace of Hearts.
Ace of Hearts. That's a romantic one. Are you a romantic?
Very much so.
Ooh, all right. I'm going to say this. What is your favorite ideal first date if you're a Miss Romantic? What would you ideally want your significant other, not just a fuckboy, not just a, like, sliding in a DM, something that you've, like, already established ground with that you'd, like, ideal romanticized date?
Like where?
Anything. Like, let's set it up, the moment, the time, the place.
Like where I would go?
Yes.
Well, I want to go to Turks and Caicos or Barbados. We could set it up there.
Okay, set it up there.
Out, take out the weekend.
So do you want him to, like, drop rose petals? Like, set up your romantic scene. Like,
that
what would
be,
you like?
That would be really dope. But, you know, at the end of the day, just going and fucking not doing anything.
Okay, but again, take your ego out. Let me suck this out. Come on.
Okay, fucking rose petals, candles. Bitch, I love that shit.
Can we put a heart with you want a fucking Jada spelled out? Do you want to find a fucking significant other out here at Private Talk? Let us know. Do you want your sand written in the name? You want your rent?
Yeah, that would be dope. Rewind. I want like fruit. I want all that shit. Like,
see, these guys need to know because some girls like that. Some guys don't know.
But I'm not an extremist like that. I love that, but it's not. I'm very simple.
Simple.
Good dick, good sex, all those things.
So are you one of those people who are, you like to like, are you someone who falls easily in love?
Sometimes, not really, but it takes a lot to get to me. But, you know, I'm a lover. What can
we're gonna chisel those bricks one thing at a time. Miss Texas is going to do it for you. We're going to break me down. It's in a good way, though.
This is actually therapy right now, if you don't know.
So you should massage my booty later. Got it. Thank you. I'll take that in payment. All right. Are you ready for this last one?
Sure.
You're like, fuck this.
It's just spades. Spades are my favorite.
Spades are your favorite? They're my favorite, too. All right. I asked this question on my last podcast, but I have to ask the like flip version of this for the female version. Have you ever received head while driving?
Actually, I haven't. That could be on my bucket list or on my list of fantasies or whatever.
Have you ever been finger fucked while driving?
Yeah, but I'm not a finger type of chick.
So it happened one time and you're like, bitch, don't ever do that again.
I mean, it was cool in the moment, but I'm like, no.
No?
My shit's too good to be jamming fingers up and shit. Sorry. Unless it's like super wet, don't do that.
Don't do that? So what's Jada's no-nos? Don't do that. You look. I feel like you have a lot of rules to your
really
vagina.
Look,
what are your vagina rules?
Back in the day, I didn't, but now I do.
Okay. So. Private talk. Let's listen to these vagina rules from Miss Jada Stevens.
So I don't like super, like I said, if it's not super wet, I don't want like fingers jabbed up.
But
in
how
there.
Do they not know? How
I don't
know?
I'll tell them. But so like, I don't
it's
like
wet, wet. Go
I don't
in.
Like people like spreading my lips and shit or like unnecessary. There's a way to like how you were smacking my ass. That's the proper way to smack an ass without bruising it, without doing extra shit. Sometimes it's in the moment, and
you
I like
spoiled.
Bruises.
You spoiled.
But don't look.
You spoiled.
Nice. Don't
you spoiled.
It's look. So soft. Like it's so soft.
Your smile's getting bigger. Why I say spoiled? You spoiled. I like it though. You should know your worth. You know what your booty likes. You know what it needs. It needs finesse. It needs finesse.
I learned from the best.
Hey, got him. All right, Private Talk. I hope you are loving and liking this awesome episode with Miss Jada Stevens. We're going to take a little short break and then we're going to put Miss Texas in the hot seat and we're going to ask me some questions. So I hope you are going to get ready for this. All right, Private Talk, we are back with Miss Jada Stevens and she's going to put me in this hot seat. This big booty's ready. What are you going to ask Miss Texas, Jada? What you got for me, girl? What you got? Let me think.
I want to know, like, what you want in 5 years. Do you want a family? Do you want kids ever?
Is that all your questions? You asked a lot of questions in one.
Just one. That's like, what are you doing?
You said kids and family after that, but you want just my five-year plan?
Same shit. Do you want that, or is this your life?
Is this my life? Well, Private Talk will always be my life because I'm someone who likes to invest in myself and I'm always going to win. So if there's something that I want to do, I'm going to write it to the top, just like I did in my business with porn. But I feel like for 5 years with me, it's really hard. I had this question asked the last time too. It's like, it's hard to see like past next year because
yeah, exactly.
Like from schedule to schedule, you know, it's really hard. But for me, ultimately, do I want a family in the right time? Yes. Do I want that? You know, like you said, ideally everybody
wants that
to a level of degree. If it's right. Like if it's me or if it was to adopt or do whatever you chose to do, like, you know, it's like everyone's own challenge. Me right now, you know, I am 34 and I'm, you know, more along in my life. I've been married once or whatever. But for me, it's like, you know, if that happens, it happens. But I'm not searching for it. If I want to happen, I want it to happen organically. I don't want it to happen where it's like forced, you know, or anything like that, because then I feel like it's not
exactly
gonna win. So if it happens, it happens.
Because people just look at porn stars like sometimes like, oh, you couldn't, that would never be something that you would do. You know what I mean? So I just,
of
that
course.
Is a question.
But
that
the same thing
asks.
Of, you know, why I ask you the tougher ones and sometimes it is maybe feel uncomfortable, but it's just the truth is like, what do you really want to do after this? Is it because you want to do the vet stuff or whatever? Is because the same thing is why with this podcast, I didn't know from a year ago that I would want to do something like
right.
this. But for me, once I started hosting, honestly, in 2015, it opened up me to a whole other thing of knowing that I could survive with my social anxiety in front of a stage. I could persevere and do these things and talk in front of people, but I never really got a chance to like show my truth really until I came on here, because I can talk openly, and it may be because I'm high or, you know, sipping a little bit, but whatever, but it's the truth. And I'd rather live in my truth than live in anything at all. And, you know, and sometimes it may be right and sometimes it might be wrong, but it's just what my truth is. Right. So the same way is why I want to know yours and my other guests and everything like that, is I want to help not only us learn, but, you know, the private talk listeners out there learning as well, is because we don't know, you know, I really don't know what's going to take me, but I hope that it takes me somewhere really great. Right. And I hope that, you know, do all the things, but, you know, kids and, you know, all those things, is I do want it, but in the right way. So question number two. What you want?
Since you love girls so much.
Well, that sounded like a shadeful question, Tori Wack.
Since you love so much pussy, I want to know who's your top three.
Who's my top three of back when I was shooting porn? Because it's been a while.
No, I mean,
just ever, like what?
Well, I guess, damn, that's crazy. That would be two questions.
And second of all, rewind.
The industry and
the
like
shade regular. That you just said, because I just was hitting on you. I was trying to, like, you know, talk to your pussy and your vagina, because
no,
I haven't seen it in a while.
We're different. I'm exactly, just saying in general, you talk to a lot of pussy.
Yes, because I'm an equal opportunist. And like I said, I'm single, so I don't know where I'm ready to mingle. So it could be either way. Okay. So, you know, my pussy likes to talk this way, that way. And right now you're a sexy individual, so I'm going to talk to your pussy and talk to it the way I want to. So what I will say is,
okay, so definitely not top three in the industry, but is there one in the industry? Can you just add that on there? I would like to know that, because that's crazy.
You know, for me, I will have to say in my heart, there will always be number one. And there's always two, actually. I have number one and two, because I had never, and I don't know if private talk knows this, but, or even you, actually, I never was with a girl ever sexually until on camera. And the only, and the person that I was with was Brianna Love. So at the time, I had done a lot of scenes with her side by side and did like threesomes, but we had never like fucked each other, but we fucked the same guy. So when they approached me about doing a girl scene with her and the same thing, they were like, would you be open to it? And I was like, I would if she was, because I'm a control freak. So for me, I'm like, but what if I don't like it? What if she does this? And I'm like, I don't know. So when I had her, and she was like such a lesbian, and I just knew, because I knew from her life, her real life, because right. We were on set together and we just hung out and we were like homies, was I didn't want it to be like weird, and I didn't want it to be like weird for her, but I was like, but she was into girls. So it was like such a sexual first experience that it was the best experience that I could ever ask for. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it was because it was mine that I'm like, oh, I'm, you know, talking it up, but like she really was into girls. So it was like, it's really sensual. It wasn't like she was figuring anything out. She taught me, you know what I mean? Like she knew.
Well, that, yeah.
And then, you know what I mean? So it was like, yeah. Okay. So off top, that was my number one. And then after that was Belladonna. So Belladonna after that did Discovering Alexis Texas. And then it was other girl thing only. And it was like, and Belladonna is an animal with men and women.
Right.
So, and you know, and she became one of my like really good friends. And so it was just like a whole, like, I feel like I experienced it in such a higher level that it, like, opened up a lot of other, like, things in my head to explore sexually, and why I'm so picky with women. That's why I feel like, why I say, like, the adamant thing about women is, like, because I'm not the one who's, like, every bitch because, whatever. I'm so picky, but I love women who, like, know themselves, and, like, and I want them to know, like, that whole energy, because it's, like, so beautiful to, like, unleash it in the appropriate ways.
Right. No, I agree.
So I'll give you, because I've loved our talk right now, I'll give you a third question. Do you have one for me, or do you want to end it like this? What you want? What you got? I feel like you had a lot of good ones, so I feel like I wanted to, you know, top you off.
This one's a corny one, but I'm still going to ask it. So
do it. I want it. I like corny,
so
too.
So if you were on an island, what three things would you bring if it was the only things you could bring?
My dogs. Is that kind of two? Because there are two of them.
Yeah. No. That's one. That's okay. One subject.
Okay. My dogs. My phone.
But what if it went dead?
Wi-Fi. I'd buy Wi-Fi. That's the third one.
There you go. That's lit. I like that.
Gotta that's not Wi-Fi. The truth, but that's what I'll
need. You need unlimited Wi-Fi.
Hotspot. I gotta have a hotspot. Yeah. We're good. Okay. Yeah, that was fun. Not really, but, you know, I would not survive on that island if that was my three things. But you know what I mean? Highly, I'm going to talk about those, and that's what I'm going to pick on my high note. So, you know, fuck that. I'm going to have Jada back again because she's a real-ass bitch, and we'll have part two, and we'll maybe yes. talk about what I'd really put on that island in those three
Right.
All right, Private Talk, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you are loving these episodes from AVN. We are having an exclusive inside of these people who are liking and loving their job and doing so much. Yeah, I love that you've been here. You've been so many hours on the floor, and I just like that you persevered and got high with me, drank a little bit, and been here, gave me your candid self, so I appreciate it. Thank you, Private Talk, for listening. I hope you tune in for more.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.